cerebral palsy, which means that she suffered a brain injury at some point, or an insult to her brain, and global developmental delays. And what this really looks like is a child who didn't crawl until she was approximately 18 months old, and we actually had to pattern for her how to crawl. She didn't walk until she was almost three. Let me back up a bit. When we first started hippotherapy, Juliana was gravitationally defensive, is a term that Fran would use, meaning that she really had not a very good sense of balance and was not really comfortable in her body moving in the world. And if you sort of envision a pole going from the tip of her head to her feet, she moved almost as one unit without a lot of flexibility or the ability to move her upper trunk from her legs independently. And now she's running, but she also, you know, swinging her arm, she's starting to go upstairs reciprocally, you know, right, left, right, left. But when she moves through the world, her whole little body is just fluid. And it's just so wonderful to see, and her confidence in her ability to move in the world has increased dramatically.
Was she afraid of the horse the first time?
No, she wasn't. However, when she first started riding the horse, she was uncomfortable changing positions. You know, she would sit facing forward and hanging on, but she would not, she would resist when Fran would try to move her so that she was riding side saddle. Now, what just thrills me to pieces is when I watch her and she's sitting on the horse and she lays back with her head on the rear of the horse with her arms out at her side and the horse is walking and she's comfortable. Mm-hmm.
I might add, too, if I could, that she seeks out positions now in different ways. And I didn't mention that before, but we have the people on bareback pads, so they're not in a saddle. So we have that flexibility of moving them around as if they were on a mat, if I were working on a mat table with them. And so now Juliana's actually seeking out different
positions. So you would have a rider on their stomach, perhaps?
Right, yeah.
Facing
backwards while the horse is walking, changing directions. We're changing the speed at which they're walking. And with the activities that we provide as well, that, for instance, Juliana's getting motor planning is what we call it, so she knows what to do first.
Well, let's bring up the issue of speech, because you mentioned it earlier. Does Juliana have speech?
Yes, she does speak. She speaks in 3 to 4 or 5 word sentences. However, those of us who work and live with her can understand a lot of her speech. Other people cannot.
Do you feel like her speech is changing or improving as a result of the hippotherapy? Is there any way to know that?
There are two different things that are going on in Juliana's life which have contributed to her speech development, the hippotherapy, and then also I have an in-home program that I run with her where I have a team of 6 people that work one-on-one with her. But her language has exploded in the last 6 months. I can now say, tomorrow is Saturday, and she'll say, Nana, ride Roo. For some reason, she calls the horse Roo. And she knows on Saturday mornings, she rides Roo.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, how does the language and the speech work? If you're working large muscles, you're talking about back muscles and the adductors and such, how does that translate into helping speech development?
What I mentioned before, also in terms of their utilizing their muscle groups, the large muscle groups of their trunk, and also the speech and language, the muscle, the motor and language production that they have to have in their neck and their face, their facial muscles. We're encouraging them all the time to be talking. We're providing cognitive kinds of activities all the time, and they're interacting with with us. And so we're repeating words, we're maybe having them